Daniel Mercer. And a new research project is trying to identify the impact of Vietnamese imported dragon fruit on local growers and how farmers can increase their yields. It's all part of a collaboration between Central Queensland University and the Northern Territory Department of Industry, which has also helped launch the Dragon Fruit Growers Association. Dr. Stephen Shu at CQ University explains these two further studies dragon fruit growers want looked at.
One is to do a review of the dragon fruit price since 2014 to 2020. The main purpose is to get an assessment about how the import, mainly from Vietnam since 2017, get any impact on the price of the dragon fruit. And the second part is to make a review about major cropping issues in the dragon fruit all over the world. So these issues include the pests, diseases, and some disorders. For example, we reviewed the fungi diseases of dragon fruit all across the world, and we also checked all those insect pests. The disorders we have been studied include the crackings of the fruit, the sunburn, and some cold damages. So that gives one comprehensive review to the dragon fruit growers so that they can get better understanding about the cropping issues when they face some of those problems.
Through your research with setting up the Dragon Fruit Association, have you got an idea of just how much the industry is worth and how many dragon fruit farmers are out there?
The industry was reviewed in 2012 for stocktaking. During that time, there was about 750 tons of the dragon fruit on the market. Currently, we are running the second industry stocktaking, but it's not very complete data, but we estimate about 800 to 1,000 tons of dragon fruit locally. And it's just a coarse estimation. We currently have interviewed about 10 growers, mainly in Southeast Queensland and in Northern Territory. We know there are other growers in Central Queensland from Bundaberg to Rockhampton and far North Queensland, and that part needs to be further studied.
You said you want to do some research into the price of dragon fruits. Anecdotally, what sort of impact has the importation of Vietnamese dragon fruit done to the price that farmers are getting?
Okay, so the Vietnamese dragon fruit is a counter-season fruit to us in the Southern Hemisphere. So the major impact of the Vietnamese impact dragon fruit import is in the early season. Normally, the local growers will get a very decent price because of the lack of fruits on the market from September to November if they have any fruits out. But when the Vietnam